Tess Shavat, Tuesday the 19th of January, Rabbi Benji Morgan. Torah lo b'shamayim. So where is it? Lav b'shamayim. Where is it? We'll soon find out.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
That Zeltzer has a fabulous story, which, even if it's not true, it's worth saying. And even if it's not true, they don't say stories about me like that. So, the story is of a man is in New Jersey, he lives in New Jersey. And unfortunately, he, in 2008, had a very bad car crash. Basically, he was driving down a steep hill. It was in the middle of the winter. And there was some oil slip on the road. He braked, the car went sliding, and there was an elderly gentleman on the side of the road that he drove straight into. His car rammed into him, and the man died instantly. Now, this Yid, who lives in New Jersey, obviously felt very bad about it, and couldn't sleep for a long time. So he wrote to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, worried about Megalgalin Chayv Al Yidei Chayev. At the end of the day, why was he the one? He knows he was an Oynos, he knows he couldn't do anything, but why was it him? He did a Cheshbon and Nefesh, he doesn't see a reason why he needed to be the one to be Zoicha, to be this murderer. Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote back to him a few days later, saying one word, Amalek. So, wasn't quite sure what to do with it. Was he saying that he's Amalek? Is the car Amalek? Is Yen Amalek? How do you know? Anyway, he kind of hoped that it had been put to rest, but he still wasn't very happy about everything that had happened. Anyway, a few months later, him and his family, they were looking to buy some property or real estate, as they call it there, and they were shown something on the market that was actually undervalued. And you came and you asked the person who was conveyancing and the person who was trying to sell the property, how come it's so cheap? He said, well, actually this man's inheritors just want to sell it because they don't want to get into any arguments, they just want to quick sell and split the property three ways between his three children. He says, really what happened? He says, oh, he was tragically killed in a car crash. And he realized that the person whose property he was looking at was actually the man who he had killed. Anyway, he's looking around the property and they go to the basement. And on the picture, on the walls, there's all these pictures, pictures of the family, pictures of his kids. And then he sees, to his utter shock, a picture of the very man he killed many years earlier in Nazi uniform, next to Adolf Hitler, Yimach Shemoy. And he saw that when he went further into the basement, into the documents, that there was lists of who this person, who this Nazi Yimach Shemoy had killed. And he had this flashback to a few weeks earlier to getting that one word from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Amalek. I asked Nachum Zaltzer if this story is true, and he said he spoke to the person who was involved, and he knows this firsthand to be true. So here comes our Shaila. We know the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Nun Tesma Beis, very famous Gemara, by Rabbi Elazar, who on one day had Heshiv Rabbi Elazar Kol Tshuva Sheba Olam. Rabbi Elazar on one day answered almost everything that Chazal were waiting to get answered. Avraham im halacha kamoisi, the famous story, he says, im halacha kamoisi, charuv ze yechiach. And as we know, a whole string of miracles took place to the extent of where the walls of the Beis Medrash started caving in. All sorts of things took place to kind of be moichiach. And they still said it was nothing until he says, im halacha kamoisi, min hashamayim yechichu. If the halacha is like me, let the heavens prove it. Yotasa baskel, the baskel goes out, but Amro Malachem Itzer Beleza, Shalochim Kamoiste Bechamakim. What are you arguing with the Beleza? He's 100% right. Omar Rabbi Shua, Raglov Rabbi Shua stands up, but Omar Loi Vashamayim He. The Torah is not Vashamayim. It might have come from there, but it didn't stay there. And because Torah Lab Vashamayim, we don't paskin just, even if you know, even if you've got a baskel and it's 100% clear that the baskel is saying halacha kerbeleza, doesn't matter. So here's the shaila. This story took place in a retroactive perspective, right? With hindsight. What would be if someone knew that a member of the Nazi party was part of Amalek? Would you have a chiyuv to take your car and accidentally go on a slip, oil slip, and kill him? That means, obviously, whether this was Ruach HaKodesh or whether Ruach HaKodesh was saying, this must have been Amalek, we don't know, right? But let's say you would know. Let's say you'd have a gilui min hashamayim that this person was Amalek. Would you be allowed to kill him based on that? Or actually, based on this Gemara, maybe you say, Torah lav bashamayim. You know, that Torah is not in heaven. You can have a baskel going out telling us that the halacha kerbeleza is, and we say we're not interested. Now, it's interesting on this Torah lav bashamayim, before we come back to this Shaila, there's quite a few Gemaras around Shas which seem to be in conflict to this concept of Torah lav bashamayim, where we see actually very clearly Torah seems very much to be bashamayim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Gimel Amad Aleph, it says that Moshiach comes, he'll be Moir of Adoin al Yidei Nevuah. What are you talking about? Torah lav bashamayim. The Tosfos Yontif in Yevamos Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Vav, brings down that Meisiin al Pi Baskel. You can get married to someone, you want to know, is this person Jewish, not Jewish, you want to know who they are, what their yichus is, Meisiin al Pi Baskel. And actually, interesting, there's a Targum Yenison at the end of Parashat Shoftim that says when it came to the Egel Arufa, how did Beis Din know who was the Ritzeach? Because when it came to the Egel Arufa, person was sent off, he died, then there would be a whole army of Toiloim that would go out of this person's body and go and find the Ritzeach's home. And the Ritzeach, wherever he was in the world, would have literally a connecting line of Toiloim from this person's body to his home. And through that, says Targum Yenison, the Beis Din would know and be able to kill him through that. And again, we're faced with the question, L'chera Torah lav bashamayim. You know, this is clearly a Himmel de Kazach, that you've got these Toiloim going out. So how do we paskin? How do we know? Why would we look? So how does this come to this week's, why we're discussing this week? Well, why not? But there's also a Gemara in Yuma, Ein Hamad Aleph, which says, you know, this week, we know this week is Parashas Hamon. Actually, there's a segula to say Parashas Hamon today for Parnasa, which is always can't shneim k'varach targum, it can't hurt. The Gemara says that when the mon used to fall down, there was a lot of things that were unclear that would be clarified through the nefila of the mon. One was, Iben Tishla Rishoin v'Iben Shivla Achroin. If you had a question of whose child someone was, then the mon would clarify whose it was. Masha Bechirin says, Kashem Shalnobi Hoyu Magid Lam Yisrael, Masha Bechirin and Masha Bistokin. Kachamon Magid Lahem Yisrael, Masha Bechirin and Masha Bistokin. It would reveal all the secrets. Right? Kate said, Shalam Shabbat of Name Moshe, the Dinzer, Omri Abdi, Ganavto, Vazerma, Atom Acharitali. One says you stole it, the other says you actually bought it. And then they would come to Moshe and says, Moshe, the Boyka Mishpat. Next morning we'd see whose house the Mon was in. And v'chahena, whether people were in arguments, etc., etc. We see that the mon was actually used by Moshe Rabbeinu to be able to clarify and verify some very interesting things which had clear halachic ramifications. So again, we've got a shaila of if Torah lav bashamayim, then how is it that we use Daman to be able to Megala that. Actually, the Baal HaTorim on this week's parasha on Perek Tesvov, Pasuk Chof Aleph, he brings this same Gemara, and he says that's how they paskened. So the Kapis Tamarim, in the Sefer Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, he brings the Rambam Perek Tesvov to Sidat Torah of Torah Lav Bashamayim, and he asks, how can it be that the Gemara over here says that we paskened Psak Al Pi Daman, when the Daman was clearly falling not from the Oretz, but from the Shomayim. And we know that Torah lav bashomayim. And he gives two terutzim. One terutz is that actually they didn't pass them al pi the mon. What he's saying is that the Gemara, when it explains that it says Torah lav bashomayim, when the Gemara says that the mon fell down and would clarify, it was that Moshe Rabbeinu gave a psak anyway. Ben tes l'rishon, ben shiva l'achron, based on halacha. But kadei lechazek kapsak, in order, because still the Jews and the Yidden were unsure, and they were still, as we see throughout the 40 years, were still questioning Moshe Rabbeinu's authority, then he would have these miracles of the Mon that would come and verify and prove what Moshe Rabbeinu had said to be true. So people are like, psh, wow, if the Mon says it, it must be true. That's his first pshat. Second answer is very interesting. Was the Torah completed at the Nesina of Har Sinai? We know that Kol Dikdukei or Tarek Mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai, but the Yidden hadn't fully understood exactly. Nasa v'nishma, right? But at the end, they spent 40 years learning what was inside the Torah. So it comes on Kaf Tzimtzum, a very interesting idea. He says that the Torah Lav Bashamayim was only when it was Nistaima, when it had actually come into people's hands, until it had become their own. That means we got the Matan Torah, the Isra Usa de la Ela, we got the Matan Torah, and we were Makabal the Torah on Har Sinai, but in terms of the concept of Torah Lav Bashamayim and it becoming ours, that's only when we'd learnt it. But the Maritz Chiyas in Yuma Ayin Heir Madala Fofanot, and also the Mishnah Melech in Isra's Perik Tes, Halach Avov, brings a very interesting chiluk, which I think probably a lot of you are thinking. He says, it's not always the case that we cannot verify something al yidei a novi, or al yidei a mon, or al yidei a basker. It's not in every situation that you would say Torah lav bashamayim. And he's mechalak to dinim. He says, if you're not sure if the halacha is like Rav Elazar or like Rav Yeshua, if you're not sure who the psak halacha is like, you don't know whether to go with the Priyashiv, you don't know whether to go with the Shlomo Zalman. Even if a basker would come and say, we go with Rav Elazar, doesn't help you. Torah lav bashamayim. And that's what we see from that whole Maisa. He says there's other times of where you don't, it's not a question of psak, it's not a question of roiv, it's not a question of shikul das. Here it's a question of what actually happened. Who is this person? Are they Jewish? Are they not Jewish? Was something stolen or was something not stolen? It's not a psak, there are halachic ramifications if it was stolen. But what you want Eliyahu, or the Mon, or the Baskel to verify is simply x-ray, it's simple chisoron yudia, it's just knowledge that you're looking to retrieve. In that case, says the Mishnah Melech of the Maritz Chiyas, we will rely on a Baskel. We will rely on a Gilui Milsa Bashamayim because it's just a chisoron yudia. You just want to know, who is this child? Toyer Lav Bashamayim, yeah, but who is the mother? Whether it's Toyer Bashamayim or not? If you did a DNA test, would you say Torah Lav Bashamayim? It's just a way of finding out information. Now, the truth is, it sounds like a very logical chiluk. When you've got a sofik in halacha, Torah Lav Bashamayim. When you've got a sofik in metzias, that's got nothing to Torah Lav Bashamayim. But the Maaseh Magia, often not, on the Mishnah Melech, he's medayik. He's medayik for the fact that the Kapis Tamarim doesn't answer this, and he answered two different things, that it was just to bechazik the psak of Moshe Rabbeinu, etc. He's medayik that actually the Mishnah Melech Chiluk isn't universal. And the Kapis Tamarim would argue, and the Maaretz Chiyas brings down as well, that there's another tzad that you could argue with this and say that actually Torah Lav Bashamayim, even on Metzias. And that we would have to try and understand why that would be the case. Because L'chaira, all you're missing is just the idea. You want to know, is this money counterfeit or not? A Baskel comes out and says, no, this is real money. That Torah Lav Bashamayim. And why? All you want to know is this true or is this not? Now, the answer, I think, we'll come to is that as long as there's no halachic ramifications as to who this money is, right, then maybe you would say, you want to know, is this a book or is this a thing? So you wouldn't say Torah Lavashmaim. But as soon as we're discussing in the Mon, we're still discussing something which has clear halachic ramifications, Ganeva, not Ganeva. By the way, just completely derech agav, we see that the Bilchon used to say a lot, that you see the Koyach of Chazal, Rav Moshe was a very big proponent of this idea. Rav Moshe Feinstein, I was very close to the Talmud of his, Rav Meir Zlotowitz in New York. And Rav Meir Zlotowitz told me that Rav Moshe had a nemonos in Koyach HaPsak. What does it mean, Koyach HaPsak? That means if you get a real psak, then Rav Moshe used to hold that the Metzias will change based on that psak. And the truth is, we see that in the Gemara, for example. A Bas Sholish is not Roy Labia. Based in established Rosh Chodesh on one day or 2 days later, then B'Metzias, then she will become Roy Labia 2 or 3 days later. That means we think that psak is just, okay, this is what you do. When you have a real psak from a real Rav, a real Beis Din, that will change the Metzias. Right? And Rav Moshe used a paskin based on this. We don't have time for a long story, but this is the Rav Moshe. There's a famous story about the Aguna where someone made up that they'd got this settled, and then the husband had shown up, and Rav Moshe asked her, he flew this woman in from South America, and he spoke to her. He said, "Look, I'm telling you, I knew this Rav who you're claiming you got this Heter Aguna from. There's no such thing. If you had got the Heter Aguna, he would not have surfaced. What does that mean? Because like the Gemara says, if the Beis Din give a psak that this person is supposed to get married, even if the husband is alive somewhere in the world, he will be no longer. Because that is the Koyach HaPsak. So maybe that's what these two shittas are toilet on. That means, even on the one hand, you've got the Mishnah, which seems to make a very clear chiluk between if you've got a Sofik and Alocha, that's a Sofik Alocha, or you've got a Sofik and Metzias. But it's clear from the Kapas Gemorim that he argues, because he doesn't give that, and maybe that's toilet on the idea that actually, just because someone has a Sofik and Metzias or a Sofik and Alocha doesn't mean the two aren't very much intertwined. So, Rebbe Gurwitz in Arzat Beirav, he's vedaik something very, very, very geschmack based on this Mishnah Melech. It's in Yevamos Ois Pei Dalad. He brings from the Ponavish Arav a deal. When it comes to Aveda, we say, you've got an Aveda, you don't know whose it is, Munach Ad Sheyov Eliyahu. Munach Ad Sheyov Eliyahu. Look at the Ponavish Arav. What happens when you have a question in the Gemara that we don't know? Teku. And what do we say then? Tishbi Yitaritz Kushis V'Yaboyas. Who is Eliyahu? And who is Tishbi? Eliyahu HaTishbi. They're the same person. So why do we sometimes refer to Eliyahu as Eliyahu HaNavi and sometimes refer to him as Tishbi? So, Zog the Ponovich Rav, that Tishbi, Eliyahu is Eliyahu HaNavi. He's the Ruchnius, the Eliyahu manifestation in Ruchnius. Tishbi is Eliyahu when he manifests himself as a Talmud Chacham in this world. Right? If you've got a question of Metzias, Munach Ad Sheyov Eliyahu, you want to know who does this, you find a watch on the street, who does this watch belong to? Sheyov Eliyahu, because it's just a question of Metzias. If it's just a question of Metzias, let Eliyahu tell us. It's not a question of Torah Lav Bashamayim. But Tishbi Yitaritz Kushvis Beboyas, when you've got a Sofik and Psak, and you don't know how to pass them, there it's no longer good enough to just say, well, Eliyahu will come. We need Tishbi as a manifestation of Eliyahu, as a Gashmis Dikatamat Chochom, who will be able to pass them as a Torah Lab Bashamayim, but very much, very much in this world. And according to this, Rebbe, I was thinking you can answer the Gemara in Gittin, and many other Gemaras of Ashkechei, the Gemara in Gittin, that Vav Amadala says, after Ashkechei or Rabbi Yosel Eliyahu, that the Amiroim and the Tanoim seem to meet Eliyahu a lot. So one of the questions that we have is, if they were meeting him the whole time in the Beis HaKvaros here and this place there, why didn't they just ask him all the questions of Tishbi Yitaritz Kushis V'Yaboyas? You've already got him. If you're going to meet Eliyahu, at least ask him all these questions we've been waiting for hundreds of years. But according to this, it actually makes a lot of sense. Because the fact that you met Eliyahu doesn't help you because he is not being manifest as Tishbi yet. So the fact that Eliyahu could come as a Malach Elikim and say, yes, this is what happens, this is what you do, this is how you pass them, doesn't help us. They weren't asking, the Tishbi Yitaritz Kushis V'Yaboyas are very much halachic crap. That even if you would know with a Ginim Ilsa V'Baskol, you'd only be as far as Bob Metzion and Tesson Beis, which says, Terelav Bashamayim. So we need to still wait for Mashiach in that way, so that we'll have Tishbi in that manifestation. But Rechonon, actually, that's the Ponovish Rav, and that's Reb Leib Gurovitz, and that's the chiluk between Tishbi and Eliyahu, based on the Mishnah of the Melech. The Reb Chanan actually, in Kovit Shurim, argues, and he seems to go with the Kappas tomorrow, that even a Sofakim at Sias, it's in Kovit Shurim, Bava Basra, is tough for each man. He seems to argue, and he says that no, even if Eliyahu comes and tells us a Sofakim at Sias, we still don't and would not follow that psak. That means that we've got a lot of questions. How do we deal with Munachat Shiyov Eliyahu? How do we deal with the Mon verifying who's whose? And he says a very interesting thing. He says, even a Sofak Mitzias, we would not paskin. So why would it help to have Eliyahu? He says, because if you're standing in front of Eliyahu Anofi, and he's telling you that this watch that's on your wrist is not yours, who's going to have the azus, right, to stand up and say, no, it's mine, right? So he says that when you've got a Sofak Mitzias, everyone knows that Eliyahu Anofi is saying the truth. Everyone knows he's saying it. So through the busha, you're not going to stand in front of Eliyahu Anofi. You'll own up. Right? So it's a very shver of a chonon. I'll tell you why. It's okay when you're discussing Avedus or you're discussing something. But what about Ben Tes, Lerushim, Ben Zayin, Le'achron? You've got a kid. He's standing here. Poor kid. He comes into the basement. Right? She doesn't know. He says, who's my mom? Who's my... I don't know who this guy... I don't know who I am. So to Rechon, you'll have a busha. It's not about a busha. It's about just verifying a metzias. And Rechon himself says that it's a bit of a doichuk, but clearly there is this other tzad which says that Torah Lav Hashemayim actually stretches even to Sofak metzias. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Huh?
I didn't get the last
one. No, it's even to a Sofak when you're not sure what actually happened, the Sofak on facts. Rechon says you cannot verify Alidei Eliyahu Anofi. Torah Lav Hashemayim stretches to everything, whether it's a Sofak on facts or whether it's a Sofak. So how do you deal with the Mon? He says that was Lechazik Kapsak. That was just Moshe Rabbeinu gave it, and that was just the Lechazik Kapsak. I don't know if the Rechon is accountable to Targum Enison. That's the thing. But on the Gemara, on the Gemara, the truth is that even then, maybe it was no. The truth is actually, I think that Faket there. You've got the Ritzeach, you've got a whole line in front of the whole community, you've got a two line leading up to your house, so he'll automatically own up and say it was me. So that means it was you've got that busha element. That's the chair of what's going on.
The Mon is a bit different. The Mon is a bit different because the Kodesh Baruch Hu had to give the right amount of Mon for each tent.
Yes, no. The way it would verify was in whose house would the Mon fall the next day.
Yeah, but that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu decision. There wasn't anything.
It had to be like that, but once Hashem has shown it, does that verify psak? That's good for the shayla of Torah Abishrayim. That means you can have the walls of this base of Medrash caving in, showing that what I'm saying right now is correct or incorrect. And from a Torah Abishrayim perspective, we say, we don't care. We don't care. The fact that the Hashem has shown something from a halachic perspective, that's the one problem here. It's a pella, but that's the one that it doesn't Torah Abishrayim here anymore. It's gone from Chayriv and it's now with us. That's the Gemara, Bom Mitzir. That is the Gemara. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, there's a Shver Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Mem Heon Dalef, which says that any place where Avodah Zarah, the Mishnah says, any place where Avodah Zarah was served, then you cannot build a shul there, and for sure not Mokom HaMikdash. So Frek Tosfos, often not, Tosfos Maskel Kol Mokom, what about the Mokom HaMikdash? We know that the Goyim was over there busy with Avodah Zarah for many, many years before the Yidden came.
Before.
So he says, and for Tosfos, that it was Ali Alpi Novi. That a Novi was Masik. So again, Bishlam, according to Mishnah Melech, we can kind of understand that Ali De Novi, if you've got a Sofak of Mitzias, was Avodah Zarah served here or not? So a Novi can come and be Megalam. But according to Rabbi Chanan, according to the Kappas Tamarim, we have a question. How could a Novi, or how did they know, and how do you answer many of these cases where we had a Sofak of Mitzias and a Giloy of Mitzias, which seems to be verified through that? No, that means the question is, on Har HaMeria, on the Mokom HaMikdash, where are you? You're not allowed to. So, Meforash HaPsak, you cannot build a shul or a base of Mikdash. So, Frek Tosfos, well, then how did we build it? And so it says, Alidei Navi, we knew where there was, where there wasn't, and through that there was a Giloi Milsa, there was a revelation as to where the Avodah Zarah had been served or not. Which is okay according to Mishnah Melech, because even though there's halachic ramifications, at the end of the day, what you're trying to verify is a metzias. What, did something happen here or did something not happen here? It's just a question of CCTV.
Nothing to do with
halacha. So, in a way, you're right. The Mishnah Melech would say that. Right? Yeah. The Kabbas tomorrow would say that actually, of course, it's got to do with halacha. Because there's clear halachic ramifications of where you're going to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Every single day of the Beis HaMikdash being built will be based on this Giloi Milsa that you've got from Shammai.
If you don't know, you don't know. It still doesn't alter the halacha, which is what the Eliezer tried to do.
So exactly. So the question is like this. When you're not sure what happened, and because of that you have halachic ramifications, do we consider that a Giloi Milsa from Shammai on halacha? Do you say no? All we're trying to find out is, who is this person? What is this person? The fact that because of that there'll be a Kohen or not has no impact. It's only when you have a Shikul Das. On the other hand, the other tzad is, as we've seen, is that Rabbi Chanan Kapos Tamar says that actually anything which has halachic ramifications, the fact that you've got Giloi Milsa Metzias is irrelevant. And the idea is, again, because through Psak, you can actually change the Metzias. So through actually giving a Psak on something, then who says that the Metzias wouldn't change? So there's a Me'iri, just to finish off, the Me'iri in Kesubas Daf Tes Amud Aleph says, what are you talking about? I would feel the Mishnah Melech, it's very clear. The Meiri is saying that if something is nisparsim alidei Novi, is when you want CCTV, DNA evidence, you want to know what happened, we're verifying information. According to Mishnah Melech, that we go. Chassan Sofi says, on Echad Shu Possel, on someone is possible, the basin give up Sack, this person is possible not. That, of course, we wouldn't go. So let's go back to these Gemara Sanhedrin. According to the Mishnah Melech, that's Mechalik, this, which to my sense, it seems that Roy Poskim and the Magia, Maritz Chias, everyone seems to go with this, is that the context of Torah Lab Bashamayim in the Gemara Nuntes on the base of Metzia is very much based on halachic. When you're short, talking about Shikul Das, you don't know exactly how to paskin, we go like that. When you've got a question of Sofik Metzias, we don't go. How can Moshiach be Merv Adoyan Aliday Nefua? Because Torah Lab Bashamayim is only when you've got a Sofik of halacha. How do we deal with the Tosfos Yom Tov Maisi and Alpi Baskel? Because how do you get married? You want to know, is this person kosher, not kosher? You want to know, is this person a Kohen, a Levi, Yisrael? Wait for a Baskel, who cares? That doesn't matter. The fact, you're doing a DNA test. That you can do Alidei Shemayim. And again, the Targum Yenison, the Tzoloim Yetzim and Ameis, according to Mishnah Melech, understood. Because it's very much a question of verifying who is the Ritzach. You've got that evidence, you've got the information, then that's all you need. The fact that there's halachic ramifications based on that is irrelevant. So going back to Nachman Zeltzer, L'chaira, if Eliyahu, Hanavi, would come, you would not need Tishbi, right? You would not need the fact, according to the Mishnah Melech, of knowing if this person is a Nazi or is Amalek. Because the question that you've got, is this person Amalek, is clearly a question of DNA. It's a question of Metzias. It's a question of who is this person. Is he Ben Tish or Ben Shiva? Similar to the way that we see them on. It's just a question of verifying who is this person. And therefore, if you do get a letter in the mail from Chaim Kanievsky saying this person is Amalek, at least going to the Mishnah Melech, you're probably going to have to do something about it.